Well, we're going to do the voice today, weren't we?
Yeah.
What, now?
Do you want to try this game?
Yeah. Let's do it now.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Alan has a lot of confidence in it. Yeah, therefore, it could be funny.
Yeah, I want to do it. Right, you come here.
Normally, Dave comes up with the
week
games.
Actually, it would help if I
stood
there. Do you mind if I stand there? Because you can all be tested.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Wow, that means you're in charge of the equipment. This is exciting.
Isn't it?
Are we playing it now?
Let's play it now.
Musical chair.
Hi, I'm not in charge of the equipment. This is weird. I know it doesn't make any difference to you listening, people in listenerland. It is 9:08 on Tuesday.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
This is a theme tune to The Voice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Voice launched on Saturday on BBC One, and it's about some coaches hearing people singing and deciding whether they want to work with them from just the voice. So we're going to do our own version of that game.
Right.
You're going to hear people's voices that you do work with and tell me who it is.
Oh, I see. Brilliant. I like this. They're ready.
No, they're actually just talking.
Just talking.
Oh. So this is just them talking their normal voice.
Hang on.
That would have been clever. That should have been singing, shouldn't it?
What people are these?
Just people you work with.
In the building?
Yeah.
Your colleagues.
Now, do we have to turn away or close our eyes?
No.
Why? Because it's just voices, voice. Dave.
Oh, of course. Yeah, fine.
So pretend they're stood behind
really?
Us.
That's the point.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to swivel in my chair anyway.
Okay. I want everyone to swivel away from
Star
me now.
Enterprise.
I want to swivel too.
Yeah. Let's all swivel.
Careful, everyone.
And my chair is actually red.
Yes, it is. My chair actually says, I want you on the back of it.
I've got lone chair on mine.
All right, I'm going to go for a tension bed. Hang on.
All right.
Because that makes it more exciting. Here we go.
Is it multiple choice?
No. need you to tell me the name of the person.
Okay.
Do we have one each then, or do we just buzz in?
Why don't we just buzz in?
Buzz in when we think we know who it is.
Yes. Yeah. But don't give me the answer. Let me know if you think you know it. And when we've got everyone, we'll go for it.
Okay.
Here we go with voice number one.
Hi, Chris. I bet you have no idea who I am. Pulled apart by horses.
I know who it is.
I know.
Yeah. Go for it.
It's
Anne Danbury.
Well done, producer and our podcast maker.
Yeah. By the way, our podcast is brilliant. He does a great job on it.
He's very good. You should download it.
It's free and it is brilliant.
Ant is very excited
it's
that
very
you
very funny one this week.
Yes, of course, Chris. It's me, Ant Danbury, maker of your podcast.
Thank you.
The man with the voice of a cartoon child.
That's because you call out that, isn't it?
Lone.
Hello, Dad. I've just been playing with my mates.
1 point to everyone.
Right.
Voice number two.
Voice.
Here we go.
Chris, I joined Radio 1 a year after you, and we work very closely together.
I wouldn't say that.
Easy.
I want. What? He's
no,
easy.
No, easy answer.
Have you been with him? Have you got off with him?
The voice.
I think it's easy.
I do too.
So do I.
No, no. So Dave, this is going to you.
Say again.
Obviously.
No, so let's play it again.
Chris, I joined Radio 1 a year after you, and we work very closely together.
Don't tell Dave. Don't tell Dave.
She's a lovely girl, by the way.
This is what happens when you cheat on.
You don't often see the girls in the cast, though. To be fair,
listen, I know, of course.
You don't.
You still don't.
Yes, I do.
And the answer is.
No, don't. Wait for
Dave. I think it might be our newly appointed executive producer, Andy Worrell.
Chris?
Yes, it's Andy Worrell.
Yes, Chris, you guessed exactly. It's Andy, your exec.
I've never met a bloke who sounds so lethargic and laid back in my life.
He's got a very laid back voice.
I knew that straight off, obviously. I didn't need two listens to get
that. He walks into the studio and he walks in and goes, all right, good show today. You all right? And that's him in a good mood. That's him bouncy.
It's true. Voice number three.
Good morning, Chris. We've known each other for about 8 years, and I help make your show sound great.
I have a name.
Oh, dear.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. This is an easy one.
I don't know. I'd hazard a guess.
Can we have it again?
You're going to have it one more time. Here we go. Voice number three.
Good morning, Chris. We've known each other for about 8 years, and I help make your show sound great.
See, on Good Morning, Chris, it sounds like someone, but the rest of it changes.
Does it?
Good morning, Chris.
Does it help that I don't know who it is either?
Dom, do you know?
I think I do, yeah.
Majority of the people in this studio talk to this person every day.
Well, really?
One more time.
Good morning, Chris. We've known each other for about 8 years, and I help make your show sound great.
I know who it is.
I do too.
I know who it is. But from Good Morning, Chris, can I just say, from the Good Morning, Chris thing, I thought it was Freya, just on that clip alone.
That's definitely the...
Good morning, Chris.
That's definitely her posh voice.
But I know who it is. And I know a dirty secret.
I do too.
Well. Okay, so Dom and
I know
Chris,
her dirty secret.
You've buzzed. Tina, do you know who it
is? Sorry, what, Alid?
Good morning, Chris.
And Dave, I need an answer from you, Dave, and Tina soon.
I don't know who it is.
I don't know.
I do.
Go for it, Chris.
This lady is responsible for giving us good music to play every day.
She makes us sound.
Oh, no, is it Chloe? Yeah.
Yes, Chris, you're right. It's Chloe from the music team.
Oh, no, how embarrassing.
Hashtag awkward.
And you'll be seeing her in the office about 10 past 10.
Chloe, I'm sorry.
She's sat upstairs right now fuming.
So she's been here for the last 8 years, Al, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Voice, there are six, by the way. So voice number four.
We've been abroad together and I've worked on over 20 big shows with you.
Oh, I know.
I know who that is.
Oh,
yeah.
Again, please.
We've been abroad together and I've worked on over 20 big shows with you.
This is when I used to be a woman and he was a woman with me.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah, you did all the shows.
That's why he said...
Woman.
We've been abroad together, and I've worked on
we've
over 20...
Abroad.
We've been abroad together. I'm walking here. Yeah.
Now, without Tina, without giving you too much of a clue, this man goes under a few different names.
His name is not his name.
I got him.
His name's not his name.
No.
I've got him.
Go on, Tina.
It's Brad.
That's right.
Phew.
Yes, Chris, that's right. It's Brad from Operations.
You know his first name isn't Brad.
I know this.
Amazing,
we didn't for about 5 years.
No, you try
didn't.
Emailing
because
him.
Because I emailed
take you
him.
Forever.
Yeah. And then realised.
He's actually a Stuart.
He's Stuart.
Okay, two more. Voice number five.
Hi, Chris. We've worked on countless big weekends, show tours and birthday shows together.
I've got a guess.
I know.
And again, please.
Hi, Chris. We've worked on countless big weekends, show tours and birthday shows together.
Jeepers. I think I know who it is, but I have an idea in my head.
Dom, Dave, Tina, all very quiet.
I have an idea.
I've got an idea. I know who it is, I think.
Could I hear it one more time, please?
Hi, Chris. We've worked on countless big weekends, show tours and birthday shows together.
Yeah, it is her.
This lady works with a few other ladies with very similar names. So it's quite easy to get the names confused.
This lady works with other ladies with the same name.
Similar names.
Yeah, there's five girls on Radio 1 though who all have the same identity.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you out.
It's a massive tax dodge. I know who it is. Dum, dum, dum.
You go first. You say
no,
who it is.
No, I've jumped in loads, Dave. I don't want to offer it to you.
Tina.
Antonia.
Antonia. Okay, Dom.
It's not Antonia.
I think it's Antonia Jolly.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't think it was Antonia Jolly.
Who do you think it was?
Play it again.
Hi, Chris. We've worked on countless big weekends, show tours and birthday shows together.
Well, how many Antonias are there?
See, I don't think it is.
Now, is that Antonia Jolly or is Antonia Jolly the lady who used to work here years ago?
Yeah, you're thinking of Antonia Wright.
Yes, I'm thinking of Antonia
I'm thinking
Wright.
Of Wright, but I didn't want to say that because I wasn't sure if it was right. I didn't know the surname.
You knew that, though, Dave. Didn't you?
By the way, for those of you who are sitting going, this is pointless.
Sorry.
I don't know who these people are. Don't worry about it. Neither do we. And that's the fun because it's all right for you, listeners.
Yeah, it's Antonia
we
Wright.
All have to walk around the building later on today, and these people go, "Oh, don't even know who I am, do I? You don't even know who I am."
Mm. It's all fine. You all knew Antonia, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, Chris, how could you not know who I am?
Because
it's Louisa from Live Events.
Yeah, that's who I thought it was!
Oh, you're joking! Oh,
I was just awkward. About to say, if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be able to do some of these live events.
And I really wanted to go to Hackney as well.
Oh, and you beat me to it.
Nicely, yeah.
Oh, that's awkward.
I wanted to get that clip in because everyone said
But if you played the beginning bit, it does sound a bit like Antonia.
I think
Hi, Chris, we've worked on countless big weeks.
Yeah. Right, that's it. And then after that, it doesn't sound like it's live events.
This is going well, isn't it?
And finally...
I'm all right at this.
Yeah, you're doing all right, Chris. And finally, voice number six.
Hello, Chris. We worked together on a daily basis for 9 months.
Did we?
I know.
Really?
Yep.
One more time.
Hello, Chris. We worked together on a daily basis for 9 months.
Why is this aimed at me, by the way?
They were aimed, but I think it's more fun for everyone.
But that would imply somebody who's worked on the show.
Correct.
Yep.
Again?
Hello, Chris. We worked together on a daily basis for 9 months.
Do I like this person?
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
Right, well, I think I know who it is.
Not in my time.
I think I know who it is, but I don't think they worked on the show for 9 months, did
they? Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Dave, why not? Who do you think it is?
It sounds like Ian Challoner.
No, it's not. You're wrong. I know exactly who it is.
Tina, do you know who it is?
I have no idea. I'm out of this one.
Dom?
I think it's Chris Cox.
I agree with Dominic. I think it is the man who...
worked on our show.
See, I have a massive backstory about this guy, which I've never talked about.
Oh, we asked them to do this, though.
What? That was very nice of them to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're aware of the backstory that I have.
Don't tell
I didn't
story.
See this going
oh,
that
way. Oh, it's a great
way.
Story.
I don't know about this backstory.
Oh, somebody's wedding that we all went to. Oh,
is it I'm one so of mine? Sorry.
I did not know any of this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No,
we're live
no.
on air. I'm going to just go.
Yes, Chris, you guessed it. Yeah, it's me, Chris, your former assistant producer.
Yes. So, Dave, we
you know this story, though,
day.
Right?
No.
Some girl comes up to me at a wedding we're all at and goes.
You're going
to
tell this, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, right, God, okay. Yeah. Fine. Drunk.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You're not very nice, are you? And I'm like, excuse me? Yeah, my friend worked with you and said that you weren't very nice. And she drops him in it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, he said you weren't very nice. I'm like, well, he never said anything to me. Yeah. And you know, another problem with you as well. And this girl's husband had to drag her away. Go, sorry about this. She's had too much to drink. Come on, love.
Dave, Dom,
and I'm
Tina.
Like, you don't even know who I am. You don't even know me.
If you see Emil drunk, keep him away from Chris. And that was the game.
Yay.
Yay.
Carrie's wedding? Rachel's wedding? Carrie's wedding, I think.
I don't know.
Carrie's.
Where did you DJ... Did you DJ as the
Carrie's wedding when me and
we were the Comical Brothers.
We were German techno DJs.
It was when you two were DJing and everybody else was dancing and I was in my usual place.
Yeah.
At the bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is what I like to do. I like to look make sure the bar staff are all right.
Just check everything's okay with the pumps.
I'm very old fashioned. I keep that tradition going.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Chris, you know, you're not very nice, are you? Are you talking to me? Me? Sorry? What? Literally minding my own business.
You got 6 out of 6?
Yeah. Yeah. I know someone worked with you and they said you're not a very nice person. Really? Okay. Well, have a nice evening. Bye-bye. I'm at a wedding. I'm having a nice time. All right. You didn't even... Are you still here? Right. I think you're a bit drunk, love. I think you should go away because you're a bit drunk and you're saying things and, you know, it's a wedding and everyone's having a nice time and you don't really know me, so... Oh, I know who you are. Okay, that's lovely. All right. Go on. Jog on, love. Oh, you... You people, you, and I'm literally looking around and none of you are around. I'm completely on my own. And I'm like, really? Are we having this? I don't even know who you are, love. You don't even know me. I know you, and I know the kind of person that you are.
But you got 6 out of 6.
Six out of 6.
So that's good.
Actually the winner of the game.
Yeah. We ended up moving in together.
Did you?
No, of course not. What a poison dwarf that she was. Anyway. I did very well on that.
Six
now, weirdly,
six.
You show me their faces, I won't be able to tell you who any of them are.
Well, luckily the game is The Voice.
Voice recognition, you're very good at.
But I like the fact that you're not so good, Dave. I think we should do this again tomorrow.
I think we should do it every week.
And thank you to everybody who recorded a message for us, including the very lovely and talented Mr. Chris Cox.
Who's leaving Radio 1?
He's always leaving Radio 1.
No, no, he does...
He's a magician.
He is a magician. Yeah. He leaves and then comes back again 3 months later when it was finished.
He's actually a magician.
Does any of this make sense to anyone listening?
Good point. The new one...
Crystal Kicks!
Yes.
It's not the new one.
No, not the new one.
It's when I was a youngster.
I was going to say it's grown on me, but this isn't...
You're
it.
A rubbish DJ. I could even hit the vocal without looking.
Go on,
right,
then.
921, Radio 1. I can